Welcome to This Is Foolish. It's not even silly anymore. This is Mitch, Brad.
Hello.
Bird.
Hi.
So now the general public gets to enjoy the misery that we normally share with each other on Sundays.
Well, the thing,
we're going to share it with all you tonight.
The thing is, we normally have a couple of days to kind of take stock, calm down, get to grips with things.
The game ended moments ago.
As you can tell by Brad's voice, misery abounds.
I don't think Brad's even going to talk. He's just every 5 minutes, he's just going to say, what's the point of doing this? I mean,
here's the thing. I'll say this. We played okay. Considering we were a man down, we actually played pretty well.
They fought hard.
Yes,
they fought hard. Fuck all if you don't get points right now.
And when you go down a man 5 minutes in?
Yeah. After scoring goal, you had the lead. Perfect start to the game. I don't blame Seth. These things happen.
It was an instinct thing.
It was an instinct, and he did handle the ball. It was the right call, but...
Are you sure?
I'm pretty damn sure. But we didn't get points, and that's all that matters right now. That is the only thing that matters. And if we'd have taken care of business early in the season, a loss like this doesn't kill you. But we let too many go... too many times this season, and now this is the playoffs, and I think we can't win two games in a row.
Hang on. Charlotte at home, Bethlehem at home, Tampa away, Pittsburgh at home, and now tonight. Five games, four losses and a draw. What have they all got in common?
St. Louis FC.
We had the lead. Man. We lost the game, apart from Tampa, we lost those games having had the lead. Dropping points from winning positions is going to kill us.
Well, and also, in several of those games, we had won the previous game.
Yes.
We cannot string together two games to save our life. And I'm sorry, we don't deserve to make the playoffs. We cannot put together a consistent winning team.
And that's the podcast, everyone.
I mean, and this has been being said for months now.
You know,
this is
not
new.
We'll probably come out and win the next game and then lose the next game. I mean,
this is what we do.
One step forward, two steps back. And, you know, we always get in a position to make a move. We never make the move. You know, we were in a great position today.
When was the last time we scored in the first 5 minutes? Have we?
Yeah,
we've
done it a couple times.
Toronto, maybe.
But that's the thing. It's been a while.
But again, I don't blame Seth. I mean, shit happens.
Pure reaction.
But this team is snake bit.
We find ways to mess up.
Exactly. And I'm not blaming anybody. It just, we're friggin' cursed this year and maybe the previous 2 years. I mean, I can see the talent. I know what they're talking about, but it's not happening.
I mean, when Jeremy was on the podcast, I mean, you had a little tete-a-tete with Jeremy about are the guys giving 100%. I think if we go back to the Tulsa game midweek and today, you have to say that they're still fighting.
Yeah, no, I have no complaint with the fight. And they were still working towards the end of the game. It just... As soon as the red card happened, I mean, you're playing a man down for 85 minutes.
Yeah.
That's hard for any team.
Exactly.
That is successful or not
the
successful.
The best you're going to get out of that is to hang on for dear life and get a draw. As soon as Rochester scored the other goal, we know Rochester's a good defensive team.
They immediately pulled their offensive guys and threw in defensive guys.
And there was no hope that we were going to score.
And
thank God for Grinwis and Ryan Howe.
Ryan Howe.
Forget the goal. Defensively, he was a monster out there today.
There were so many. You saw Rochester start going to the other side in the second half because they knew they weren't going to beat him.
And again, I've proven myself stupid.
He has grown into this
he
league.
He really has. He really. I mean, from a couple games ago or a month or two ago when I told you they're going to key on him and go at him.
Yeah.
Now that's my hope.
He played really. And it wasn't just today. The last month he's been solid.
It's not
composed.
Calm, yeah.
The composure, and not only that, but under pressure where a guy's coming on him and he's willing to make the little move, yeah. the clear, you know, it's not just drive the ball out and get rid of it. Yeah. It's make space. He's
composed on the ball.
He's yeah. been the left back we wanted. Yeah. I mean, good for him. I am completely excited.
And it's been, you know, 3 games since our last podcast. Major props to Seth. I mean, Seth has been playing out of his skin. He's been the hot man. And of course, that's who gets our red card. Because he's the one that is likely to score right now.
Yeah.
So now not only do we lose him for the rest of this game,
we've
lost him for the next game. I can't see us making the playoffs, boys. I just can't. I was holding out hope. I thought we could squeak in there, but if we can't win back-to-back winnable games.
And Rochester's a top-4 team.
No, they're a good team, don't get me wrong, but that was a winnable game.
Yeah. We were winning the game.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, too, the second half, we had a lot more possession and control.
I think Preki went for it. Let's not get ourselves.
But that's fine. I want him to go for it. That's exactly what we've been wanting.
I cannot complain about their effort and the way they fought. But if we still can't win, even given it our best.
Still couldn't draw.
I will say this. Dalgaard got nailed in the box with that elbow.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
But
again,
horses for courses.
But I always say
they got their call. We never got ours.
But I always say
you make your own luck.
You got to work through that shit. Yeah. It doesn't matter what happens. You have to find a way to win.
I know.
And we didn't. And we did. We did Wednesday night. You know, we worked our asses off and got back. And I think we probably could have had a couple more goals on Wednesday night. I don't know. It's just until we can win 2 games in a row, I've given up. I'm broken.
I got nothing. I mean, if we go back to the Pittsburgh game, you know, it's just the same old, same old. It's like Groundhog Day. You know, we take the lead.
We get excited. It's back on.
And then the back home thing.
No, I know.
I said it in jest.
I know, but
we've taken it in jest as well when we say it too. So.
But we realize we are, at any point in this last 6-7 game series, if we would have gotten 2 or 3 wins in a row, we would be at that last playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
But we're constantly finding ourselves 5 to 7 points out.
Well, we will tonight because Pittsburgh are winning and Orlando City B are winning.
And we can't make up that ground if we don't take care of our part of it.
You know, we can't score a penalty.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
And we just find ever more ways to not make it happen. And, you know, I can't, as I say, we can't fault the commitment. I can't fault the fight. I can't fault the endeavor today.
And that's what I'm saying. I think we're just snake bit because I look at the team he ran out there. I get it. I look at the way everybody played. I get it. It just isn't working.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have started Amir.
I would have started Mirko, but maybe Mirko needed a rest because we've got, you know,
he did take a bit of a knock on Wednesday too.
And we've got 5 games in a period of, you know, 16 days or whatever it is.
Yeah. Valid point. That's a valid point.
So maybe getting him a rest is good. And even with Mirko on the bench, we played well enough. But things just aren't working.
It seems like we just can't string together a third pass. You know, it's like everything just seems to be just slightly out of our reach. The pass is just out of our reach. The header goes just out of our reach. Everything just seems to be just out of our reach.
The playoffs are just that. Well,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and it's frustrating too. And you know, you mentioned the handball. You know, they didn't get a single yellow card,
yeah.
And we did. And you can't tell me if it's that physical that 3 yellow cards for one side and none for the other. There's got to be some. Again, USL refs are not good. We know this.
I'm just so beyond blaming the refs at this point.
But it's frustrating for me to watch this and say, you know, we're already fighting against ourselves, which is an uphill battle. And we don't even get breaks. And that's when you say snake bit.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't get breaks.
But again, I mean, when everything's working, you get breaks. Yeah.
You make your own luck.
It is. It absolutely is.
I don't know. I mean, I can't blame anybody. I mean, you know, I'm sure there are people online right now tweeting Preki out and all this stuff. I don't. This isn't on Preki. This one.
It's weird. It's not really.
It's
on the
not on anybody. Yeah. It just
honestly, you get a handball red card in the first 5 minutes. Yeah. It's just. Dumb,
but you know. But again, like I said, it's one of those games. It's not a big deal, except we've blown too many opportunities, and now everyone we blow is a dagger. You know.
But again, we lost the game because of the red card. Even though you're not going to blame him, we lost.
Right.
Louisville, Valesky got the red. We blow it. You know, again, Tavo and Milan miss penalties, drop points. Again.
There's something every game that just ruins it.
Yep.
I don't know. I see bits and pieces, but we can't put together a complete game.
There's eight games left in the season.
Which relates to we can't put together two games in a row. And sure, I mean, mathematically it's still possible, and yes, I'm going to be at every game except for because we're going to U2. but, you know, nothing's going to keep me from going to the games. I love this team. That's why it hurts. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how good was Wednesday night?
Nothing better. Nothing better.
But I will also say this, that we've won eight games. Four of them have been on last minute goals.
Yeah.
You know, Ottawa, New York Red Bull 2, the Tulsa game, and Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Now, that's good in a way. It shows that we go to the end. Right.
But we shouldn't put ourselves in that position.
We keep putting ourselves in that position. I mean,
yeah, we very easily couldn't have scored those four goals.
And we really would. We'd be Richmond.
Yeah.
Who are winning as well tonight.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think we're going to come up short because we can't play consistently.
Well, with eight games left, you have to win two in a row.
Eight games left, we pretty much have to win them all. I mean, you know, I was going through the points available, and there was a thread, you know, on our Facebook page about people talking about how many points we're going to get, and I was pretty optimistic. You know, well, here's the first one I've already lost.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if we go the way we're doing, we're going to finish 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, that if we just can maintain the status quo for the end of the year, and I have no reason to believe we're not going to maintain the status quo, we'll win one here, lose one, draw one, win, you know.
Yeah. But you're also assuming 10th. Ottawa doesn't pick it up, you know, in the same rate.
Well, and that's, you know, we'll see which teams are hot going into the playoffs because somebody in this group of us that's going for that last spot is going to put together a run. And I don't think it's us at this point.
We'll have to have a serious change of fortunes for it to happen.
And it begs the question, what do you do then in the offseason? I don't know.
I don't know. We've tried everything at this point. I mean, we've tried bringing in a new coach. We've tried bringing in proven players. We've tried starting from scratch and nothing seems to work. I don't know what I would have done differently though this offseason.
I think we have to give Preki more time, but in the same breath, I wouldn't be shocked if they went in a different direction. I wouldn't be shocked if he wanted to go in a different direction.
Yeah, I mean, it might not even be the club's decision.
Right. But I don't think we're that far away, but that doesn't mean anything.
It's funny
because we've not been far away for 3 years. We keep saying that, you know, the final pass, you know, the cutting edge. We just a little bit of cutting edge is missing. You know, we've never quite gelled as a team, and that's going back for 3 years.
And this team, Preki pretty much hand selected. I mean, these were his guys. Now, obviously, maybe some guys weren't available that he wanted, or maybe we got outbid on a couple.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd be interested to know what his thoughts are. I mean, that'd be unique and novel if we could interview him. But how far away does he think we are? How many players does he think we need to change with?
Yeah.
Who, I mean, maybe some guys haven't performed to his expectations. But,
well, there's a handful of those.
But there's also a handful that have overperformed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I would love to sit down and talk to him, Preki, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
I know the other coaches do. Maybe you could tell him he needs.
And we're not, you know, the thing is, we're not going to sit him down and absolutely slaughter the guy, but we genuinely want
we
to
want
know
a discussion.
His thoughts on what's gone wrong,
other
where
coaches,
going.
Other coaches address the fans. I mean, it's just, short of him telling us what he thinks, we have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know what his thoughts are going forward.
And the little 2-minute bugging the coaches is just, you know, that's coach speak and nonsense. And, you know, that doesn't get to the heart of it. I don't know.
One of the things that, you know, as we're talking and I'm looking at the stats here is that, you know, we're negative 11. And that's...
And enthusiasm?
Goals. Goal difference.
Yeah, that's...
But you know what, though? They said it tonight on the show. One of the few things that I took from the commentators who were awful...
Oh, my God. We'll get back to that.
Yeah, time. Yugoslavia. Rochester doesn't have any more goals than we do.
No.
Same shot, same amount of shots.
Yeah.
Well, going into the game.
Right.
The
same yeah.
Amount. So... It can be done that way,
but it's not. And that's
well. The
and the people.
Our goal difference came from three games: Cincinnati, Louisville, and Charlotte.
Yeah,
it's just three. Yeah. Every other game, we've pretty much been
close.
Right.
You've got those that you threw know, you over the limit.
And for the people out there who, because we run into these discussions, because everybody talks about it amongst each other in the section or before games, and some people say, "Well, we're not spending enough on players." I guarantee you our budget's higher than Rochester's.
Our budget's higher than Charlotte's, and they're flying with the league
right now. So it's not budget. It's putting it all together.
Which you know. Isn't happening.
Which, again, it goes back to the coach. If the players you've selected aren't getting it done, you're either messing up or you need new players. And I don't know which it is.
And the thing that frustrates me is that we watch Wednesday night and you think...
It's
okay,
working.
Maybe it's figured out.
Well,
that was the best. Second half was the best 45 minutes of soccer we played all year.
But it happened back with the Chicago game in the Open Cup. Not that that was the best Chicago team we ran out against, but we played well, we played together, and we fought, and we won that game.
Mm-hmm.
We lost that game, but
the
we went toe-to-toe with them the entire night, and we thought, there's the turnaround. They know they can play with an MLS team. And then they tanked.
So but the thing is, we've always done that. I think Ottawa is a good team. I mean, people are saying today that that's the hardest game of our road trip just gone. Ottawa are going to be tough. They're big, strong. They are not going to be easy. Ottawa are a tough team.
And they see us as the jumping point.
And they know, you know, they've got to beat us.
Exactly. We took 4 points off Tampa Bay. We beat Charleston at home. We went toe-to-toe with Chicago. We play well against good teams. That's not the issue. The issue is that we can't beat the
parallels,
the scruff of the league.
Well, the teams that are right there with us that we're competing against.
You know, we drew away at Orlando. We got beat at home to Pittsburgh. We got beat at home to Bethlehem. When we got all right, Charlotte are now flying,
but they weren't then. Yeah,
when they beat us at home. That was their first win of the season. Right. They'd gone 0-4
right.
before that.
And you're talking about basically the 6-10 spots in the league.
Yeah. You know? And as I say, Orlando City are now finding a bit of form. We got to play them.
Toronto's played a little better. Harrisburg's a disaster, but I'm not confident that we can beat them 2 games.
Let's be honest. They're only 5 points behind us
right
now.
And I mean, they're losing and losing and losing, but a 1-1 with them, I give us a split.
Yeah. I mean, looking
Richmond's awful, but
looking at the past five games, they've
Richmond's
got 1 point.
Richmond's beating Charleston right now,
right?
You know,
so
it is pure and utter chaos.
I say that now. Bethlehem's just equalized against Pittsburgh. So, but as I said this morning, they're going to take points off each other today, and we need to capitalize.
And we could have gotten 3 today, and we didn't.
You know, and that's the disappointment is that. You're going to have teams like Orlando that are winning who are going to jump way ahead of us. And Pittsburgh and Bethlehem take points off each other that we could not capitalize on.
Meanwhile, Louisville's got 5 wins in their last 6.
Scoring for fun.
2 of them, multiple goal, you know, 5 goals.
Manhandlings.
And they're thinking about the playoffs. We can't even start thinking about the playoffs.
They go into games and it's never in doubt.
Never.
It's never in doubt what's going to happen.
And when when they do lose, it's a fluke, but they panic because they want to get it fixed now. You know what I mean? Like, they'll have their little press conference, and they're demanding to know from O'Connor what went wrong.
I will say.
And it's hard because today, we can't really have that today.
No, but
you say that we are snake bit. We're a cursed team, snake bit, whatever. That whatever goes against the team goes against us. They have never had the adversity we've had. They've never had the injuries that we've had. I mean, we've had injuries up the wazoo.
In 3 years, they've never had to struggle.
And they're a good team, don't get me wrong. And I do think good teams make their own luck. They get the bounces and what have you, but
O'Connor knows how to motivate him.
O'Connor is, I mean, he's got a rabbit's foot up his ass or something, man, because he is lucky.
But you're making your
lucky.
Lucky or good?
It's better to, yeah, I know.
But
I
when
know.
You're good, you get good luck.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, be nice to hear from Preki right now to tell us what's wrong, what he thinks is wrong. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face, and we can talk to Jeremy about it, and we can talk to Tom about it. But Preki's the one designing this game, and he needs to step up and say, here's what I think is the problem.
I will say that since the Charlotte game away where we got hammered 5-1, was it?
Yeah.
I do think we've played better. We got roughed up against Louisville, but I think that was kind of an outlier because Valesky got sent off. But, I think we've played better since then, but...
But it means nothing.
It means nothing when you play well and don't get a result, like today. Yeah. I thought we put a really good first half together against Pittsburgh. You know, we got nothing.
Well, that's the other thing, fits and starts, isn't it?
We're
a tale of two halves a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Tulsa, even tonight, because in the first half, after the red card, we were sluggish, and just
we couldn't get the ball off. Nah.
And then second half, it was okay. We just kept driving and driving and driving. We weren't connecting, and that's probably where that man down comes in. But we definitely in the second half had a whole lot more activity, a whole lot more.
But he put Dalgard on, he put Feely on, he put Mirko on, and they're driving forward. At least Preki went for it.
Yes.
I mean,
and you know what? That's exactly what I want to see every time.
Again, I've got no complaints with that.
I agree.
The game was enjoyable from the aspect of we were playing well, we were attacking, but again, means fuck all. because we got no points.
That's a reflection on the season,
right?
Not today.
Right.
I mean, and that's the hard part for me right now is separating the season from today because today.
I can't.
In a vacuum.
Right, exactly.
You know, you cannot complain about today.
We've put ourselves in a position where we have to complain about today because today meant everything because of the prior results.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get a point out of this at least.
And you can't put yourself in a position where you need to go to Rochester and get a win late in the season because. That's always going to be hard. Always.
The horrible announcers were even saying, you know, okay, he's going to park the bus, basically. And they
what
did
he
it,
does.
And they did it well. They shut us
Lily
down.
Lily is a 1-0 master.
Toronto 2 have just taken the lead against Charlotte.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's 3-2. They were 2-0 down.
Because they know they have to win.
And our guys.
And those MLS 2 teams come on strong at the back end of the year. You've said it from day one, man.
And it's not that our guys don't know, our players know. I mean, you know, we've talked to them, you can see it in their face. Watching Grinny yell at people today,
yeah,
they know. And you know what? That is one thing too. You know, we touched on it earlier. Grinny has been amazing.
Yeah, he had another great game.
He had a couple saves that were just fantastic.
And we didn't do a show about Tulsa, but
Davala had
a great game against Tulsa.
He was strong.
He needed that win, didn't he?
Yes,
he needed
did.
That win.
But he looked good and
confident. And
he was catching the ball. I mean, Mitch turned around and hit me. He said, look, he can catch the ball. He had a great game.
He had a fantastic. He was talking well with his defenders. It was.
And that's what that guy needs. That guy needs a couple games like that. Mm-hmm. There's several guys on this team that need a couple games like that. And the team needs a couple games in a row that are good. But we've said it before. I mean, look at Seth. Seth's confidence is through the roof right now, and I don't think Seth is a starter at this level. But you can't not start the guy because he's hot.
Yeah. Score him.
Yeah.
He's made 1,000% use of the opportunity that he was given.
And it sucks because now basically two games without him means that Valesky's going to get run down.
And Valesky is the opposite of Seth. He doesn't have the confidence.
Right now,
he's passing up on shots.
Yeah, he's gripping the stick. So
I will say this about Wednesday night, though, Valesky's pace and work rate and effort.
He drove.
He's working harder. He really is.
Well, he was fouled twice to get that guy the two yellow cards. Yep. If it wasn't for what Christian did on the field, we wouldn't have won that game.
Very true.
Yeah,
and tonight, I thought he ran really hard. At the beginning of the season.
He can't do it on his own. He was on his own.
It really was. But he pushed the goalie. You know, he doesn't give the goalie a chance to relax and set up.
The pressure is constant.
I want him to keep doing that. Just he needs a couple goals to go in.
He needs support. The problem is he can't.
But tonight, I don't think he went through a big stretch of the season where he was the only one up there.
Yeah, and I don't think
due to injuries or due to whatever.
I thought Dalgaard played really well when he came on in the second half when Apia went off.
He's a guy that needs two or three good games in a row.
There was a chance to give him a start today. He played well on Wednesday. You know, give him a start today. Give him a day off Wednesday. Give him a start next Saturday against Ottawa.
I was kind of surprised.
I've got to be honest. So was I. There was a chance there to give him a start.
I was surprised Amir started. I want to know if maybe Mirko is a little banged up. You know, you mentioned he is coming back
from the injury too. Yeah. So, you know, you got a Wednesday Saturday game. I get giving him the half off.
I mean, I understand Preki saying, "Look, let's try and sneak through this game without using you."
Yeah.
We'll bring you on if we need you, and you know.
And again, the game plan goes out the window when you get a red card in the sixth minute.
Exactly. I am worried about Milan a little bit. I don't think he looks like the guy that went from before his injury.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's just a little snake bit too, or if he's still struggling, or what's going on.
I don't know.
And DJ and Apia.
It's just ironic though, isn't it? We bring two guys in.
Yep.
They're injured.
Yeah. I mean, DJ was playing well and he's injured. Howe's been doing great the last several games. I thought Davala had a good game last game. Bjurman's been playing well.
Yes.
I mean, Bjurman almost got a couple goals the other night in Tulsa. He got the first one for us against Tulsa, and he's working hard out there. I've always liked him.
It feels like things are almost
We've got some guys working hard, yeah.
It's just not quite there.
Again, I have no issue when I feel that the guys are giving 100%. I honestly do. The last two games, I do think they've given that.
Yeah,
you know, and I can't complain. I mean, Dragon's always doing his Dragon thing, and
from Yugoslavia.
Yeah. God.
Okay, so
the commentators.
This again, we've brought it up before, and this isn't bitter apples from losing today. The USL commentators, they're just ridiculously.
Well, last game, Tim Reeder was at home. He couldn't come to the game, so he was watching, and he kept tweeting during the game. At one point, they said we were in the Western Conference.
Webster, the home of Webster University.
Yeah, we played at the home of Webster
University. We were on that campus.
Yeah. I mean, this is just bullshit.
It's past.
Today they said Dragon was from Yugoslavia. When did Yugoslavia stop existing? 10 years ago?
More?
Yeah,
20 years?
It's not.
There is no Yugoslavia.
It's not hard to look on his Wikipedia page that he played for the Macedonia under 21 team.
I mean, it was at the 20-minute mark. He said, well, 20 minutes and we're still tied 0-0. It was 1-1.
You just saw
it. He called both the fucking goals.
Yeah, the pronunciation, you know,
I'll give a pass on that.
But the funny thing is that they're just, it's such a rank amateur feel.
He was talking about Ryan Howe like he was David Beckham. and God, I love Ryan Howe. Ryan Howe has made me a fan out of him. But he's not our most dangerous weapon out there.
Well, no, it was.
You can tell this guy has never watched St. Louis play before. Yes. He saw a guy score a goal, and therefore that guy is dangerous.
Important. Yep. That was exactly what it was.
I mean, just bullshit.
And again, it's nothing. It's
do your job. If your whole job is to commentate on this league, fucking watch a game.
We do better research for a crappy podcast than a quote-unquote professional broadcast.
I don't get it.
That's what bothers me.
I'm saying nothing. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm saying nothing.
It's ridiculous. How can you expect people to want to tune in and watch this product?
They know nothing about the teams they're talking about.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Take 90 minutes and watch the previous game at least.
You can't sit there in Rochester and look at that crowd and say it's a great crowd.
No,
you can't. And you can't even say St. Louis had a great crowd on Wednesday We had a bad crowd for us on Wednesday.
We had a standard Wednesday crowd.
Yeah. Right, but it wasn't great crowd. It was great in comparison to Rochester.
Yeah.
But Rochester, the seats were empty. Their supporters group had more banners than people. I'm not kidding.
No, it's
true. I counted 11 banners, if you include the flags, and I only counted 9 people.
That's two supporters groups.
And that's two groups.
Decades of excellence.
And nothing against those guys. They're out there. They're supporting
their
team.
They're doing their thing.
But like you said, I don't expect you to watch every single St. Louis FC game. I get that you're covering multiple teams, but in the week leading up to the game you're calling...
Watch each of the team's previous
games. Watch the last two games, yeah.
But I watch a lot of teams in this league.
I know you
and
do,
I knew more about those two teams than they did today.
I knew more about... And I don't watch as much as you do.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
And I don't watch a lot of Rochester games, but I still knew more than they do.
Well,
because
who the hell
watches Rochester?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, just... it's
even Brendan Doherty of the USL show has stopped watching Rochester.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know if we need to beat that horse anymore. I mean, I'm just broken, man.
Every time it just drives me nuts that I watch these games. And again, I have a lot of problems with Mr. Soccer in St. Louis. And,
yeah, but he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And Bob Ramsey did a great, you know.
Oh, Ramsey did. Ramsey
that
was nailed
that
on.
Was a professional broadcast.
Yeah.
This is not professional.
Well, and PK would tell us that they would ask the visiting team for a pronunciation guide for the players' names. But I mean, just little shit like that, that is a professional broadcaster's job.
Yeah.
Matt Bierman.
Bierman.
Merkowicz.
I mean, again, I'll give a pass on the Serbian / Croatian Bosnian players because that does get confusing. But
okay, but again, you can't get multiples wrong on the same team. You get one wrong on the team, fine. That's fine. You get multiples in Yugoslavia,
fuck. That was the one where I'm just like, there is no Yugoslavia.
Well, you know, St. Louis is from the Louisiana Purchase.
Right, so. Exactly.
A Turkish lad came on. He was from the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah. No, I expected to say he played for Constantinople FC. But I don't know. Good things I want to talk about, though. Charity du jour continues to do well. We are now officially over 40,000 for the last 3 years.
That's ridiculous.
And we still got how many more games? Five home games or four home games?
I believe it's five. Let me double check.
And
we've
we're going to do
we've
the
got Harrisburg, Richmond, Orlando City B, Cincinnati.
Richmond, Harrisburg, Orlando, Cincinnati.
Okay, and then we're also going to do a charity du jour for the final game as at the watch party.
Against Bethlehem Steel on Sunday
Bethlehem
the 15th
Steel,
of October.
ITAP's going to do a kegs for a cause for us for that night. So, you know, we're gonna be well over 40,000 for the year, for the 3 years since St. Louis FC started, and I really just want to thank everybody for donating to that. It means a really, really
even,
lot.
Even Wednesday night, it was paled in comparison to what we've done.
It was a small crowd. But
you know, but it was a small crowd, and we still brought in decent numbers.
Yeah, and
you
people know, coming up and throwing in $20 or $5 bucks or $1, whatever it is, it all adds up. And we couldn't have gotten to 40,000 without every single dollar that people have thrown in.
It's
except for quarters, boy. Fuck you. Don't give me change. But couldn't be more proud. Jim Cavanaugh gave us a nice tweet this week. He appreciates the work we're doing. If you didn't read the article that I posted, the last six games, we're doing the charities that were a part of the MLS to St. Louis community benefits agreement. That kind of went away because the MLS team went away. But Jim and Tom have been very vocal that they're going to be committed to those groups because they still think they're worthwhile charities. So we just wanted to add our little bit. So we're doing those guys.
And the other nice thing is too, is that we have a handful of items to raffle off for those as well too.
Yeah.
We've got a signed shirt. We've got Brandon Barklage's boots. We've got a couple other things.
Got that really neat book. I don't know the girl's name.
That was so cool.
He's Brandon.
Yeah.
I can't remember his girlfriend's name.
But I posted it on Twitter and Facebook. It's a really cool, they kind of carve the pages of the book, so it's got our logo in it.
So when you open the book, it fans out.
Yeah, just a neat little, you know, whatever. So we're going to be raffling things to raise even more money for charity. We'll probably have a few merch sales before the end of the season, because God knows we got a ton of scarves left over. Sales were brisk the first three games when we were winning, and then they slowed down a bit, so...
That's an understatement.
But thank you all for all your donations. It really, really makes me feel good.
On another positive note, I do want to thank the club for opening up for the Eclipse. It was a phenomenal place to watch it. It really was perfect, perfect day. And I made this point in those program notes, but you know, whenever we see Jeremy, we talk about soccer. Whenever we see Pat Barry, we talk about soccer. Whenever we see, you know, I saw Wes Sharpie and his folks. You know, you stand around and talk to these guys about soccer whenever you see them. It was nice to experience something else other than soccer.
Yeah.
And
you and Dan Doak got some really cool pictures there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was really, really cool experience. A perfect place to watch it. Really was.
And speaking of get-togethers, we're working with Jeremy. We might have a get-together with some of the players before the next home game after they get back from their road trip. Just a... You know, it's been a while since we've had...
We have to let the players know we're still with them.
Yeah. And they did that in previous years. It seems like this year they haven't done it as much. So just reached out to Jeremy and said maybe we can do a, you know, just a get-together, have a few beers, laugh with them.
Pool party?
Maybe a pool party. Maybe maybe we'll get naked. But no, just, yeah, something... Obviously, we will talk about soccer because that's what we do. But yeah. A get together that's not at a game and not at an official thing where they have to be on their, you know, best behavior. Just sort of the Luligans hanging out with the players, and whenever we get that information, we'll post it. And obviously, you don't have to be a Luligan if you're listening to this podcast. You're more than welcome to join us and shake hands with players and. Oh, and something else. Liz has been doing some videos on Better Know Your Luligans. She's interviewed both Mitch and Bird.
And Mark Gardner.
And Mark Gardner.
Mark Gardner of Your Electric for all your electrical
podcast
needs.
Podcast sponsor. So, yeah, I post a link to that. It's just go on YouTube and search for the St. Luligans channel, and you can watch those videos. Just it's Liz pretty drunk talking to fans and... You know, some of the people we talk about, you can just kind of get to know who they are. So, there you go. That's good news. I don't know. Any other good news?
I actually won't be home. I won't be here. I won't be here for the next two home games. I'm going to...
You're fainting again?
Yeah. My God. Thanks to everyone for the messages and stuff. Are you all right, Matt? I'm like, I passed out for 10 seconds. It's all right.
Then I had to babysit you for the rest of
the
game.
I know, right? I went to the bathroom. You're knocking on the Johnny on the spot door. You're all right. I'm like, sit down, dude. But yeah, thanks to everyone who asked.
Overheated, right. not enough to eat, and too much to drink, maybe.
Probably, yeah. A combination of all three. I mean, I knew I was feeling dizzy because I sat down, and I never sit down during a game. I was like, well, if I just sit down, it'll pass.
Yeah.
And the next minute, the cops are running up the stairs. I'm like, what happened?
It was funny. You sit down. I'm like, Matt, you okay? And you looked up. And fell over. The worst part was that you fell over in between the two seats. And although you've lost a considerable amount of weight, lifting up a grown man from in between those seats.
That was difficult.
Did it hit the deck or did it actually hit the deck?
Not all the way down. You kind of hands and knees. And
yeah. Well, it was your legs kind of crumpled.
Yeah.
And that kind of guided you gently right in between the seat areas of the stands. So you just kind of like went...
Kind of in the floorboards right. There. Yeah.
Well, also, right, and I'm not blowing my own trumpet here, but I've been doing a lot of cycling recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't take in a lot of calories. And I just think it was a perfect storm of everything going on. You know, not enough to eat, a little too much to drink, hot weather, didn't eat, you know, didn't drink enough water, whatever. But me and my brother-in-law, we went over to Denny's after the game, and that soon put everything right.
Nothing like a little grand slamming to make it all better.
I don't know. What else we got to talk
about? So anyway, yeah, I'm not here for the next two home games because I'm going to Europe.
Going to Yugoslavia while you're over there?
Yeah. And so that's the good news.
You're going to go see Merkowicz? See
you. Bye.
and Mitch and I will be gone for one of those games because we've got U2 tickets. And Sarah's going to be manning the merch store all by herself. So if you want to volunteer to help at the next home game, come talk to us at the merch table. Sarah could use a pair of hands. And
it is on Sarah's approval.
Yeah, Sarah can't work with everybody. and, you know, she'll have final cut.
Yeah, she's sitting outside. She's not even in here listening.
She's not an equal opportunity employer.
No, last time she was here for a podcast, she listened as we recorded it. And then as soon as we got done, she was like, oh, damn, now I won't be able to listen to it tomorrow in my car.
I think she also couldn't put up with your misery.
Yeah, I was pretty miserable. I still am. But
you're a miserable son of a bitch after losses.
Man. It just, you know,
we put so much.
Actually,
so much.
I tell you what, this has been kind of cathartic.
It actually has. I kind of feel better than I did.
We should do this after every loss.
No, we shouldn't. The last thing I want is.
No. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're fanatics. You know, we put everything into this team. And if it didn't mean so much to us, we wouldn't do things like the podcast and work the entire tailgate party and, you know. We love our team, and so when they lose, it fucking hurts. I mean, I posted the other day after the loss against Pittsburgh, you know, no one can break your heart like your own team, you know?
But I will maintain, right? America's a strange dichotomy because a lot of people support Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United.
Yeah.
95% of world soccer fans go through what we do.
And never win, yeah.
We are the majority.
Yeah.
I've got to say that.
No, I agree. And you can even
say trilogy of shit.
But you can even say it for St. Louis fans. They've been very spoiled with the Cardinals.
Yes.
The Cardinals are winners. I mean, they may have a bad season here and again.
I would like to introduce you to our hockey team.
No, I know. No, St. Louis Blues fans get it. I mean, they understand. But even then, the Blues make
Dan
the playoffs.
Dan Doak had a friend come out the other game and who's a huge hockey fan. Yeah. He got it right away. It's like, okay, the translation between the two is immediate.
The Manchester United fans who expect us to win every year, I mean, that's probably unrealistic.
I will maintain, though, that with the Blues, 2 out of 3 Blues home games, they'll win.
Yes, that's
so. Even if you've got a season ticket to home games, you're going to see more wins than.
To be fair, there's also 41 home games.
Yeah, so well, that's what I'm saying. This is sort of more akin to the Rams when they sucked. There were only 8 home games. I mean, here we have 15, 18, 16.
Whatever it is, yeah.
You know, so every loss means more.
It's somewhere in between the two.
I will say that we've got 8 wins right now on the season. That's almost as much as we won the first and second seasons.
Yeah.
You know, we still got games to play. Even though it's not going as well as we expected, it is actually better than last year, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think part of that is we had unrealistic expectations.
Maybe.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves, except for Mike Tully.
We
all got very, very excited by the hiring of Brecky.
But here's the problem, though, is that right now, unrealistic expectations are the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be unrealistic. That's my problem when you keep saying this.
That's true. That's a great point.
And it always frustrates
that's
me because... Because the expectations were never we're going to go undefeated. They were never going to be, you know, we're going to win.
Right.
It's going to be we're going to get into the playoffs and
without
right,
a problem.
Yes, and right now that's not even close to being.
Yeah, I don't think we're
on the table.
I don't think we're going to make the playoffs
at this point in time. It's completely a disappointment in that
respect. Stewart has all the percentages, but I don't know what they are. But I will bet that our percentages they used to be pretty high that we were going to grab that. Last spot, it's got to be...
Pittsburgh have won 3 in a row now.
There you go.
You know, you talk about teams that's going to make a run.
Yep.
There's your team making the run. Mitch, you're absolutely right,
and
man.
And Pittsburgh budget isn't higher than our budget.
Correct. They do not have the same resources we do. Tulsa does not have the same resources we do. Oklahoma City's got to be there or thereabouts. Yeah. Orange County Blues, there or thereabouts. I mean, there was no one at their game on Wednesday. Last night against the Energy. Good game by Richard Dixon last night, by the way.
Yes, shout out to him. Yes, I saw that. That was shout awesome.
And you know what? They've got a hell of a lot better since Sam Fink's come in the team. Because, you know, 4X St. Louis guys in that team. I watched quite a bit of the Energy games. And
that'll just be more grousing from St. Louis fans who think we should have kept Sam Fink.
But he's, you know, I think
I love Sam Fink.
Think Sam needed a change too.
I do too.
I think he needed a change of scenery, reinvent himself, kind of thing. I think it's very easy in soccer to get stagnant.
Yeah.
And you know, he needed a change too, and I'm okay with that. So you look at these other teams. Richmond doesn't have the same resources we do. Charleston doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, there's a.
There's only a few that have more. You Cincinnati, Louisville.
You look at Rochester today. They don't have a shirt sponsor, and there's twigs and shit in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, they do not have what we have.
Yeah.
You know, and Tulsa don't have it. We went there and we got our asses handed to us. You know, we should not be in the position we're in. I'm convinced of it. But we are, and it is what it is. It's still the best time I have it in the summer.
Oh, there's no question. See, and that's the thing too. It's still,
but I am afraid that people that aren't as devoted as we are going to decide not to renew their season tickets, and they're going to decide, you know, not to come out to
Bird's
as many games.
Mob keeps yelling at us.
Or you know, if they have season tickets, maybe they'll move it down to a flex pack and only come to, you know, 7 games or 8 games.
I mean, there's a lot of grumbling already of people not renewing, and that's.
But we go on a win streak, whenever that may be, they'll come back.
Yeah.
You know, people are fickle, and I get that.
So we'll see you guys in 2020?
I don't know. I just, you know, we talked about maybe we're not a 5,000 attendance team. Maybe we are a 4,000 attendance team. I'm afraid next year we'll say, well, maybe we're a 3,000 attendance team.
That's one of my concerns.
We got to put some wins together to get the crowd up, to get the excitement back in the air. I mean,
it's got to start happening. It really does at this point.
And when it's going right, the other parts of the stadium are joining in now. You know what I mean? So we're really close to having a dominant home atmosphere, but we've got to, the players have got to give us something to go with.
I noticed Wednesday night during the post-game celebration that people from the other side started coming over now. Yeah. That there's the rest of the stadium is figured out that it's something special and unique, and they're getting involved.
I will say to any players, especially Mirko, if he listens, you win, we sing.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's one win in 20 or we're on a 5-game winning streak. You win, we sing.
That was by
Mirko was a little shy, maybe didn't want to.
His exact phrasing to me was that he didn't want to get the guys on too big of a high going into today's game. That he, you know, wanted them to, you know, keep their composure, kind of thing. And I told him, the song is bigger than you, dude. You don't have that anymore. And
it's what we do.
And the best part was when Dragon took the megaphone, did his little check, and he, under his breath, but loud enough that everybody could hear it, "Shut up, Mirko, we're singing."
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. That's, you know, again, this is what we do. And it's a nice thing that we get to do. I don't think anybody else gets to do these kind of fun things like that. Or they throw streamers on the field.
Yep.
Everybody's playing with their phones except for me.
Sorry. I don't know. I think we've hit all the major points.
I think Brad's depression is fully engaged right now.
I do feel a little better.
I mean, but again, at the end of the day, we didn't get points tonight.
No.
And we have to have points. And
it's becoming a theme.
And so I have no confidence going forward that we're going to get enough points to get into the playoffs.
Prove me wrong, Sideshow Bob.
I'm. You know what? As long as we're playing well, as long as we give 100%, that's all they can do.
Yeah.
And again, even in today's loss, they gave 100%. You can take today and build upon it.
And here's the difference. After the Pittsburgh game, I was mad.
Yes.
After the Charlotte game, I was mad.
Yes. This game, I'm not mad. I'm frustrated,
but I'm frustrated at the situation.
I feel bad for the guys, to be honest. I do feel bad because, you know, it's just, at what point do they think, no matter how hard they play, it's not working out? So what's the point? You know, I hope they don't. I know, I hope it, but that's.
Human nature kicks in.
Yeah, and.
But that's where the leadership
I do want them to keep fighting. I do recognize the effort. I do recognize, you know, they put a shift in today.
And I appreciate it.
We
do have the guys in that locker room that are going to, you know, hey, let's keep going. Yeah. We saw it from Tyler David even a couple times. You know, Tyler is not your traditional leader on the team, but you saw him rallying guys, taking care of things on field.
And I hope Seth's foot doesn't cool off in his two
game. No kidding.
Because God, without him, we'd be in a sorry state right now.
And you can see it in his eyes. He was feeling it.
And what I love most is
just pass it to Ryan Howe. He'll just swing that big old left foot.
But Seth made a good point in the after game press conference on Wednesday. He said, "It's not me. The team is working. They're falling for me. I get the ball and I'm just passing it into the goal."
It's true.
And he said it's not important who scores. It's just that we score. Mm-hmm. That's the attitude we have to have.
Yep.
But we need guys like him who are ready to pass that ball into the goal. And we need guys like a Danny Jackson or like a Bierman who find those guys. You know, it all has to work together. Yeah. And
again, it's just out of reach right now. Yeah. It's just out of reach.
But, our hottest guy, our guy that, you know, can put in a few more goals for us while he's on a hot streak, now gets cooled off because of a fluke, because of an instinctual whatever.
I have, no qualms against him.
But, of course, if we're going to lose one guy, it's the guy with the hot foot. Because yeah. That's the way it goes.
That's just... This
you know what I mean?
Story of the last 3 years.
Right. Like, it, of course, like if you would have told me some guy's going to accidentally handle the ball on the goal line in the 6th minute, who's it going to be? I'm like, oh, it'll be Seth because that's the guy we need to score goals.
Yeah. It's going to completely be Seth, yeah. Or Ryan Howe, yeah. You know, the guys that are really coming through right now.
Right.
It's exactly right. I mean, Jackson and Appiah.
Right.
They come in fantastic. They bring a spark. We see life. Oh, no, they're hurt.
Yeah, it's just what
and,
it is.
And we may get them back after a couple of games, but then they're out of their rhythm and they're out of their, you know what I mean?
So it might not be 4 games until they get back to that point, and by then you're halfway into the end of the season.
And so I'm just like, what am I going to do?
Drink.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens.
Shout out to ITAP. I know some guys went out there today. Including Petch and Darian, a couple guys that work for the team. I think Corey and Jeremy were out there too.
That's awesome.
And the fans, we wanted to go down there, but we knew we had to record the podcast today because Mitch is going to be traveling again next week.
And it'd been 3 games.
And honestly, we like to record at ITAP like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but
lugging all that gear on a Saturday night with the Cardinals playing.
Yeah, it would have been too loud to record there anyway. So
just pure chaos.
Heads up, always appreciate ITAP watch parties, and Mission Taco and Epic Pizza are there to
I did miss
feed
my
us
street
too.
Corn.
Yes, Mission Taco was tweeting at us that they were going to be delivering tacos, and I was very sad.
I thought about making street corn today just since we wouldn't be having it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I had other things to do.
That's all right. Mitch is going to be traveling, so the next podcast won't be until probably the week.
Not this Monday, but well, that's Labor Day.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be that Tuesday night.
We'll see, yeah.
It'll have to be before the 8th.
Yeah, that would be like the 4th, I think.
That'll work.
Okay. So that's all we got. Join us. The next game is what, September 8th? September? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
We've got a game Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
No, I meant home game. Yeah, we've got 2 games in Canada coming up, Toronto 2 and Ottawa. And the next home game is...
Saturday the 9th of September.
And it's against...
Harrisburg City Islanders, 7:30 p.m. Call Darian for your tickets.
That's a winnable game.
They're all winnable games if we want them to be.
That's right. So,
attaboy, Mitch.
Applause.
It's the hope that kills you.
Yes.
Anything else, boys?
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah. Such blarg. See ya.
Bye. Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul. Now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.